September 7th to 13th is Remember a Charity Week, when we're being asked to, well, remember a charity. It sounds pretty straightforward. We leave legacies in our will to friends and family, but have you ever thought about leaving something to a charity? And perhaps this year, more than ever, it's more important to get that message out. Alex McDowell is the head of public fundraising for RNIB, and he joins me now. Alex, thank you.
You're very welcome, Alan.
Legacy income for RNIB, it is a huge part of fundraising, and it really underpins everything the organisation does.
That's right. And in current challenging times, it's clear how just how crucial it is, and how it, even though our legacy income has declined in the short term as people are maybe less able to execute the wills, it's still our biggest source of voluntary income. It's still funding services every single day of the week, and it's still enabling us to deliver on behalf of our customers. You know, when we listen to what blind and partially sighted people need, our response, a significant proportion of all that is funded and underpinned by those legacy gifts. So it's hard to understate how important and how kind people are who have chosen to give us a gift in their will. Historically, in the past, those gifts today are making a massive difference.
And all important this year as well for the Remember a Charity organisation, because it is a group of charities all coming together really with that one goal. And I think this year, more than ever, we absolutely need that because of the COVID situation.
For many charities, this year has been difficult for fundraising because, quite frankly, whether it's challenge events being cancelled, you know, the likes of the London Marathon, the Great North Run, a lot of events are not able to take place this year and people can't fundraise in the way they normally would. And this has happened at precisely the time when many charities are also seeing an increase in demand for their services, as people are reaching out to charities to help them with a range of issues, not to mention the ongoing impact charities have in solving many of the UK and the world's challenges we face, notwithstanding coronavirus. So legacies are hugely important to the sector, but they're really important to RNIB, and that's why we always use Remember Charity Week as a platform for highlighting the importance of gifts in wills, and we're really delighted to support the wider campaign, but also to really focus on what gifts in wills legacies mean to RNIB. And, you know, at this time of the year, we would normally be running a really well-received programme of legacy events, we call them, where we invite supporters and customers to an event where they can find out more about the impact of their support, where the money goes, how it makes a difference. And they can talk through with one of our team, you know, the possibility of leaving a gift in their will. And it's just yet another example of activity. This year, we've not been able to run any of those events. So the opportunity to use Member Charity Week to highlight the importance of gifts in wills, as you say, Alan, is even more important this year.
Historically, I suppose, is it a difficult thing to talk to people about when you talk about, you know, would you like to leave something in your will to us? Has that been a tricky message to get to people?
The evidence is it's becoming less and less tricky. There's a really, really clear long-term trend. And thanks to organisations like Remember a Charity, whose role it is to do what maybe no single charity can do alone and raise the profile of gifts in wills. But that long-term trend is more and more members of the public are leaving a gift in their will to charity and are more and more comfortable talking about it. I guess everyone will at some point consider, you know, the kind of future they want to leave to the next generation. And most people at some point will write their own will. So it's not about being insensitive. It's just about giving people choices and options and knowing whenever that time is for you, these are all the options available to you. And if you were to include a gift in your will to charity, A, it really will make a difference. And B, it's not as difficult to do as you might imagine it is. So you're right, there could be perceived sensitivities, but that's not the experience we're finding. We're finding more and more people are feeling comfortable and really, really proud of a gift they are leaving in their will. And, you know, throughout Remember Charity Week, we will actually be delighted to be sharing a couple of stories of people who've just done that. RNIB supporters who, for their own personal reasons, have decided to leave a gift in their will, and they're sharing those stories about what it means for them, what motivated them, what inspired them. In one case, It was because her father lost his sight, and, you know, she's got first-hand experience of the impact it had on his life, the differences it made, but the different support can make as well. So they're the kind of stories that kind of change the dynamic a little bit, because people realise that, you know, it's not a subject to be fearful of. It's actually quite a joyful thing when you realise the difference you can make relatively easily.
And that is an important point, isn't it? It's that huge difference you can make to people's lives, people you probably may never meet, but knowing that what you're gifting could pull them back from a very dark place. And we're not asking for people to leave all their money, you know, it's look after your family and your friends, but you know, think about us as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when most people give to charity, and luckily we live in a hugely charitable country, and I'm really proud of that. And, you know, when most people respond to appeals for cash, for example, you're not going to give away your last penny. You're going to look after your friends and family first. And if you've got any disposable income, that's what you give to your favourite charities, the causes you really care for, or you might fundraise if you can't afford to give. It's exactly the same in your will. You know, you're obviously, you're first and foremost going to look after your friends and family. I think that would be a very common experience. But what we're asking is people to consider a small proportion of whatever's left can make a really big difference to those causes that people really love and value.
We're almost out of time, Alex. So, you know, if people would like to find out more about Remember Charity Week or the differences that it can make to RNIB, or just perhaps just like some information on making a will, what's the best way to go about that?
Quite simply, you can get a lot of information from RNIB's website, www.rnib.org.uk. /legacies. There's a load of information there about the information you might need when you're considering writing your will. There's some stories that I spoke to before, Alan, about other individuals who've chosen to do it, so you can read their stories and their reasons. But there's also contact information if you'd like to get in touch with one of our teams. And of course, anyone who wants further information is very welcome to call our helpline, 0303 123 9999, and if you choose option 4, you can come straight through to a member of our fundraising team who'd be absolutely delighted to offer you any help you might need.
Alex McDowell, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure.